Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Joining me in studio today is Mayor of the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. Thanks for joining me today. How you doing?
Happy to be here. It was a great evening last night, and glad that was a big success and to be back here.
So last night, council held their first meeting in 17 years in Fort McKay. It was one of your plans to improve relations with our rural communities. You were telling me a funny story just before we started that the last time they held the meeting 17 years ago, Councillor Phil Maher was there, and one person was in the room, which is a lot different to last night.
Yeah, he and I were talking about that. It was very few people showed up last time around 17 years ago, but last night it was standing room only. We were in the same place that had occurred 17 years ago. Phil reminded me that it was the same location, a school in Fort McKay. One of the commitments this council had made, and certainly I made during the campaign, is that we wanted to start holding meetings in the rural areas because the decisions we make affect them. And last night was a perfect example of that.
And you said the energy in the room was pretty electric.
It was a really emotional night. We were dealing with issues that had been on the table for a very long time and needed resolution. So I was proud to be part of a council that was prepared to just deal with the issues last night.
So one of the issues that council did deal with, and one of the biggest ones, was approving the area structure plan. The ball, it's been in the works for years. The ball got rolling last year, August 22nd. The Rural Committee approved the plan to go to council. The first reading was September 13th, so one of the last meetings of the former council. Last night, it was officially approved. So just talk about the plan and what that all involves.
Yeah, it's really important to take this step because it establishes the policies to ensure that development of land in Fort McKay happens in a sustainable and orderly way, and it'll guide the future growth and development of that area. It was really important to the people in the region. As you said, it had been going on for some time, and it was time to give Fort McKay the opportunities that every other part of, you know, Alberta has. We had a lot of speakers last night. We probably had, I think, between almost 15 speakers. And one of the things that stood out to me, there were a couple, but one of the things people kept mentioning, opportunity. We want the opportunities in Fort McKay. And until you have a plan for growth and a plan to permit that to happen, it's always on hold. So we were very proud to make that decision last night. And it was a unanimous decision to pass the ASP.
Do all communities now have an ASP in our rural areas, or is this the first step for the rural communities?
It's the first step. Some do and some don't. So we're going through them one by one, just making sure, and we're making sure that they're up to date. And that's the other thing about them. So we are going through, the Fort McKay one had been outstanding for some time. And it's in such a key location in our region. We want to make sure that they have the opportunity going forward. One of the speakers last night spoke about young people. He wanted the young people to have the opportunities, and that really struck a chord with me. So, yes.
So were they currently operating on an outdated plan, or was there no plan at all?
There was no plan at all up there. So what was happening up there is if somebody wanted to do a development, they could apply to planning and development and basically indicate what their intention was, and planning and development could take it into account and approve it based on what was put forward. But that's not really an orderly way to develop things in a community. And, you know, a sign of a community that's going to grow and mature is this kind of a foundational plan so they can go forward.
And under this plan, and it was I saw a tweet earlier today saying they got rid of an A and added an ASP. So part of the getting rid of the A is we're dropping officially the A from Fort McKay.
That's right. A lot of there was some discussion about that last night. Ron Quintel, who's the head of the Métis in Fort McKay, basically made a presentation, and it was built into the decision last night to officially change the name from Fort McKay, M-A-C-K-A-Y, to M-C-K-A-Y, and it had been a historic issue. The people in the region identify themselves as Fort McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, not with M-A-C. So we were really correcting something that needed to be corrected up there. And the people in the room were certainly happy to see that happen. And it was something that was lobbied very heavily for by Ron Quintel.
And so what did you hear from Quintel and other members as to why it was so important for them to be known as Fort McKay without that A?
He talked about the history and the history of the issue. He said that basically the people in the region identify as Fort McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, I'll keep repeating that,
yeah.
not the M-A-C. And he said that, you know, having signage and other things that referred to another name didn't reflect the reality for the residents in the region. So he was very important to him to make sure that the name actually matched what the people desired and what the people know the region as, which makes perfect sense to me and made perfect sense to council, I believe.
So I know there is one sign, a provincial sign, where it says Fort McKay with that A, so Fort McKay. So when does that process start changing those signages? I'm assuming those would be provincial signs, of course, but when does that all get underway?
Yeah, we're going to have to coordinate with the province and make sure that the signage and other things are updated. We've just got to double check and make sure that all the links and all the pointers to Fort McKay now reflect the proper name.
Is there a cost that
there likely will be a cost, obviously. Mm-hmm. When you change a sign, you're obviously swapping it out, but to me that's it's a valuable price to pay to make sure that people have a consistent name and a name that they identify with.
So this plan was approved yesterday along with the name change. So when does everything take effect? What happens now?
I sign the ASP and it goes into effect immediately. So from this point forward, people are able to start, you know, planning their community in Fort McKay as they go forward. So, you know, there's lots more work to be done going forward. There's going to be applications for various things as we go forward. But now they have the foundational document where all that can be built upon.
And of course, this can mean more businesses, stores, pharmacies, whatever it may be.
Yeah, there were a lot of dreams last night. We were hearing about them. They had a dream of a Tim Hortons. They had a dream of a gas station. You know, they had a lot of ambitions. And this foundational document will help them achieve their ambitions.
You hear a lot of stories, but hearing the stories last night, whether it be about the name change or these dreams you just spoke of, what does it mean to you to be able to finally, after something that's been in the works for so long, pass this and move forward?
There was an unbelievable energy in that room last night and an emotion. And when it was passed unanimously, you know, a cheer went up, people started clapping. I could see that we were forever changing the destiny of that region and putting them on a path where they were going to be so happy with their future. And I had talked to a lot of young people before I went into the meeting last night. We were hosted by the First Nation and by the Fort McKay Métis. And I always make a point of talking to the young people, asking them how they're doing and what they see as the future and what they would like to see in their community to make it better. And as it was passed last night, I was thinking of those young people and, you know, I was happy for them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll continue this conversation when we return after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, joining me in studio today is Mayor of the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. We're talking about Council's meeting last night that was held for the first time in 17 years in Fort McKay. As previously mentioned, Council approved the area structure plan and also the spelling of Fort McKay going from M-A-C to M-C-K-A-Y. So during, like you said before, I heard from a lot of people last night, including McKay Métis President Ron Quintel, and he was talking about this is a step towards reconciliation, and that was brought forward a lot, and you mentioned it too. So just your thoughts on moving forward with such an important issue, not just here but nationally.
Yeah, it's a really important issue. The Truth and Reconciliation Committee came out with a lot of recommendations, and I feel that the decision to hold a council meeting in Fort McKay, the decision to give Fort McKay, you know, some control over its future destiny as far as land development, and the fact that this council spent the day meeting with the Fort McKinney Métis leadership and then the First Nation leadership in that area. I think that's all part of creating stronger relationships, which is fundamental, I believe, to, you know, making sure that this region moves forward in a really strong way. And I said it again and again yesterday that we've got to have strong relationships, and I mentioned it when I spoke with the leadership in Fort McKay. And I'm really proud of our entire council went there last night, and I think we made a really good decision to hold the meeting there, and it was a great decision that came out of the meeting. And people could see that we were genuinely interested in what was happening in Fort McKay, and there was a lot of concern. And you know, I wanted those young people, especially who I spoke to in the day, to know that I care about their future, and I know this council cares about the future of Fort McKay.
That is a big focus for you, our young residents here in Wood Buffalo.
Yeah, I want to make sure that they have every opportunity that everyone else does in every other part of Canada. Our young people deserve every opportunity.
So Quintel spoke a number of times at the meeting in front of council yesterday, including, which also led to the reconciliation comment, is something that's been in the works for roughly 26 years. You said Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation, they were looking to reach a municipal service agreement and for you guys to send a letter of support to the federal minister of the Department of Indigenous and Northern Affairs Canada to set aside reserve lands. So maybe tell our listeners, what does this mean?
Yeah, what Chief Adams was really the biggest proponent of this. Mm-hmm. He was trying to put an addition to reserve, what sometimes referred to as an ATR, for Fort Chipewyan. So they want to expand the reserve lands because they need more land for the people that they have up there. So he had made a very strong plea for that, and it came before council last night. So what was asked of council is that we support that process and send a letter to the federal government saying that we support that process, and then that we work with the Chief Adams and his team to make sure that it happens the way it should. So it had apparently been going on, according to Chief Adams, for 26 years. This letter had been requested, or this kind of support had been requested. And I was proud to be part of the council team that said, yes, we're going to make this happen. And it was a unanimous vote again last night to make that happen. We had Ron Quintel speak, and we had Chief Adams speak. So, you know, two very important and key leaders in our region talk about the importance of it. And once again, that's part of reconciliation, making sure that we're listening to people and getting things done for them.
Did Chief Adams say why it took 26 years?
He didn't tell me the entire background. He and I talked about going fishing this summer, so I'm sure he'll spend some time explaining it to me this summer. But, you know, I can't always figure out why things have happened as they have in the past. There might have been reasons for that, but you know, I'm very ambitious going forward that we're going to try to get some things done. And that I was very proud of that moment last night when we did that as well. That's another important step in reconciliation.
So send the letter off, then just wait for the response from the feds?
Apparently the federal government, the way Chief Adams has described it to me, is waiting for that letter and has been for some time. So this is a key step in that process.
So dealt with our communities to the north, Fort Chipewyan and Fort McKay, yesterday evening. Now we obviously continue the work that is going on there, but looking at moving a meeting to our rural hamlets to the south.
We're planning a meeting in Fort Chipewyan in the coming months. I'm not sure exactly the date yet. We've been trying to get schedule a date that makes sense for the community, so we're still working on that. But we're going to be doing them both north and south, so we'll be doing more rural community meetings.
And then, is there anything else that you want to add on last night's meeting before we...
No, just that it to be there was amazing. It was standing room only. I don't know if I already mentioned that, but it was a packed house, and we had a lot of speakers and a lot of emotional people in the room, and this council delivered.
So you will also be holding a special meeting next week on January 30th. We will talk about that when we return after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is Mayor of the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. We were talking about council's meeting last night in Fort McKay, the first one held there in 17 years, and council unanimously approving the area structure plan and the name change and the spelling of Fort McKay. You're also holding a special meeting next week here in Fort McMurray on Tuesday. What will that be on?
That's one of the most important meetings that is going to deal with something called the strategic plan. It's going to be absolutely critical for the future of the entire region because it's a document that sets out what our vision is and sets us a compass for us going forward as to what we think should happen in this region. It sets out our goals and our vision. So it's something that's incredibly important. I don't want to preempt it. I've mentioned a few key things that are obviously in there. Like downtown revitalization. I think anyone who's followed anything that I've said during the campaign would know that that's going to be core to that document. But there's a lot of other points that that are going to be put out in that document. So anyone that I think is really focused on what's going to happen over the next 4 years, what is the goal of this council, is going to want to watch that meeting or tune into that meeting or pay attention to our strategic plan.
And this was a big thing. Monday was 90 days since you and the new council took office. And one thing that you did bring up when you met with reporters, that this was going to be a big focus for you over the next little bit. It'll go to 2021 and kind of act as a roadmap for the region.
It will. There's going to be other things that are done outside the strategic plan, but the strategic plan is going to set budgeting priorities and, you know, really determine the direction that this council is going to go.
And this is input that you have taken when you're out on the campaign trail, meeting with residents and businesses since then, and also your council colleagues.
This has been probably the best engagement anyone could ever ask for a document, because my colleagues and I spent time on the campaign trail listening to people. I spent about, from March last year right to the election in October, doing nothing but listening and hearing the vision that people had for the region. So I have a lot of ideas, and I heard a lot of ideas. We've tried to take those as a council and see what we agree upon. Now, not everybody agrees upon everything, but we've tried to come up with a unified vision for what we believe makes sense for this region for the future.
And some of that also includes the Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation, moving forward with that, along with your diversity and inclusion community plan, things that have been outlined in your 5-point platform that you campaigned on. You provided an update to reporters on Monday on this platform. Just overall, how do you think those first 90 days have gone?
I think it's been a big success. I've had people coming up to me over and over again telling me that they're so impressed with how effective this council's been. And I try not to take personal credit for that. You know, I give a lot of credit to my council colleagues. They are driven and ambitious, and I think they're ambitious for the region. They want to see things get done, and that's important to me. You know, colleague after colleague has ideas. They have input. They're working really hard. They're going to a ton of meetings. I know that It's probably more than what they anticipated as far as meetings are concerned, and getting up to speed on some of the issues that we're dealing with. But, my colleagues deserve every credit for how hard they've been working.
You're not going to fix every problem overnight. But what are some things that maybe you wish you had gotten moved forward with within those 90 days?
Well, one of the most important things we're going to see is coming up on Tuesday, mm-hmm. the strategic plan. You're going to see a whole vision for things that we think need things that need to be addressed. I obviously want the price of oil to go up. That's a little bit out of my control.
Doing good so far for 2018.
Yeah, it's heading in the right direction. But there's a lot of things that are not in our control. But this council and my ambition is that let's fix the things that are within our control. Let's do everything we can. Let's get the ship moving in a certain direction and hopefully all row in that same direction. So I'm feeling ambitious, and I'm feeling good that we're starting that process in a good way.
Tuesday, you're presenting this. Are you just presenting the plan? Is there public consultation on this plan, or is it kind of set in stone?
It should be set in stone by Tuesday. But, you know, if people have feedback for us, we can certainly hear that. But we've got a vision that we're going to put forward for Tuesday. We've spent a lot of time during the campaign getting feedback, so we're ready to unroll and roll out what we believe should be the plan for the next 4 years.
Perfect. Anything else you want to add on any of this before we go?
No, I just, it was a great meeting in Fort McKay. I'm feeling really ambitious and optimistic about the region. I think we're headed in the right direction in every sense.
And just one more thing, coming up tomorrow, we know that your budget is a big thing that will be of discussion over the next month or so, and the first budget open house is at McMurray Experience from 11 to 6 tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd invite anyone who's interested in that process to come in and learn about it and learn more. It's one of the key things that happens in this region is the budgeting process, because that's how we pay for everything from, you know, our firemen to roads, repairs, everything that happens in this region. So we'd love to have people out to get more acquainted with that process and learn as much as they can.
And more information on that can be found on the RMWB's website as well. Last time you were on the show, you put out the Badminton Challenge. Just so people know, that is still moving forward.
I hear you're practicing. I hear you're practicing.
I am, yep. I want to be mayor for a day, so.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to be a DJ for a day then, or news person for a day.
Okay, watch out, Fort McMurray. Well, thank you for joining me in studio today. As always, much appreciated. And that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7, brought to you by Cooper and Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by 4